approval of the agenda is before us. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, then I would declare that we are, the agenda is adopted. We have the minutes of September 21st. Any changes of a motion?
Second.
And a second that we adopt the minutes from September 21st. Without objection, then the minutes are adopted. We have a report by the Writers Advisory Committee. Mr. Jaffe.
Writers Advisory Council met for its monthly meeting on October 4th, and at that meeting we introduced Writers Advisory Council staff member, staff coordinator. I could ask John Pasek to stand, just to be recognized. And I promised John in advance that I would not heap any praise on him, so he has certainly more to be here independently. We did discuss the opportunity to have input by members of the Writers Advisory Council into the design of the 7,000 railcar series, and I believe that will be tomorrow. The Writers Advisory Council also discussed the process of the policy of the Board of Directors not allowing for public comment at board committee meetings. We very much recognize and commend the Board of Directors for a number of steps that have been taken over the last few years with respect to the town hall meetings and allowing public comment at this meeting, as well as making agendas available more easily and more sooner in advance than the Board of Directors meetings. It is very important, though, to recognize that the work that committees really are working well. They have a deliberative decision-making process, and as that process continues and the work of the committees winds up on the agendas of the Board of Directors meetings, results of the committee process has a determinative impact on the decisions of the Board of Directors. There has been support by individual members of the Board of Directors in the past for changing this policy, which has been welcomed, and we're simply very concerned about seeking to raise public confidence in the agency even greater than what it is today, so that there is an open open process for people to give input into the decision-making before it reaches the end of the game. Someone joked that it's sort of like voting in Washington, D.C., only in November after the Democratic primary. And that's not any partisan comment, just recognizing after the decision-making process that has we discussed metro funding, dedicated funding as well, and we are very committed in support of public transportation, excuse me, in support of federal legislation that provides the $1.5 billion in funding to the agency, along with the dedicated funding source, and we're partaking in some kind of constructive way in the future with respect to helping see passage of the dedicated funding sources at the local level. I certainly don't want to neglect to simply meant to make reference to the current language of the federal legislation that says that federal funding, that local funding can come only from a dedicated funding source, which could stop the agency. And finally, we did have a resignation, regrettably, from Ms. Mary Williams, who was a member of the RAC representing Washington, D.C., a member of, and who uses forward to continuing to engage with the opportunity to receive response on the issue of public comment at board committee meetings.
Does that complete your, thank you, Mr. Jaffe. I'm disappointed to hear that Ms. Williams is leaving the RAC. She certainly was very active and committed to the right process, so I'm sorry that she'll not be with us any longer. On your requests for public comment at committee meetings, the board will take this under advisement, and we will respond to you. I do want to say, though, that the opportunity to comment on any agenda items is available at the board meeting, and indeed our committee schedules are published well in advance of the action. And so I think there is that opportunity. I just wanted to clear it up that, in fact, there is an opportunity to comment on matters ahead of their discussion. But we will take your recommendation under advisement.
Thank you. And if I could just point out, when a committee meets in the morning, for example, if that also is an issue that would be acted upon at the Board of Directors meeting, again, the opportunity for public input is significantly reduced.
We understand your comment, and we will get back to you on it.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Zimmerman.
It's good that we do have this opportunity for public comment, and I think between this session, which is available at every board meeting each month, and the Writers Advisory Council itself, there's more opportunity than ever for input from the general public. I'm also glad to see that the Writers Advisory Council will be involved in the 7000 series car design. But following up on something I asked in a committee meeting this morning, I wonder about the the jurisdictional committee, the JCC, and whether they are also being asked about the design. And I ask the question because every time I ask the question on something about whether the JCC is at a briefing, increasingly the answer is no, they haven't. I would like to suggest that for those matters that are understandably deemed important enough that we're going to be consulting the Writers Advisory Council, that the jurisdictional staff, as a collective group, also receive such briefing, and that we get such input from them to add to the information that the board has in the end when we have to make a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Any other comments from the board? All right, we move now to the public comment, and we have one person who's indicated a desire to speak, Mr. Peter Rahimi.
I appreciate that. My name is Peter Rahimi. I am from Maryland. I would like to bring your attention to passes available for the disabled. And first off, I would like to show you what kind of passes we get. We are offered this one pass for the disabled right here. One pass is what we get to transport from our communities into Washington, D.C. to Virginia. Basically, we spend half as, just like a senior citizen, we spend from point A to point B, 1.5, with the meal. And this one pass is available to us for 7 passes. So around to 8 rides we can do back and forth. So a round trip will be four round trips. Now, I would like to take your attention to this pass. This is a regular commute pass. It costs us $32 for 1 week, and it's available, and you can use it on the metro. You can go any kind of city as long as you're on the metro on it. Now, the thing is, this pass isn't available to the disabled. It's available at the regular cost of $32, which in fact, it should be available at $16. And I'm not sure of the reasoning behind this, just like the commuter pass, but I think it's partly due to the culture of the climate and the metro. I'm not recognizing the fact that the disabled and the people with handicap needs really do need to utilize the transportation more often. And I would like to recall, and I would like you also to please pay attention to the ADA Act. The ADA Act basically states that the continued existence of unfair and necessary discrimination and prejudice denies people with a disability the opportunity to compete, let me emphasize this, to compete on an equal basis. This isn't equal. Basically, what this is separate but equal.
Pam, could you wrap up? Your time is up.
I'm sorry?
Could you wrap up?
Yes, I will wrap up. I will wrap up. I thought I had 10 minutes. 10 minutes hasn't passed yet, ma'am.
Oh, you only have 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yes.
I apologize for doing when I was reading, it said 10 minutes for public inquiry. But maybe I'm mistaken there.
2 minutes.
It says separate but equal. And this is not separate and equal. As a disabled member, I have paid over $200 in these passes, and I could have easily bought free passes, weekly passes, at a cost of $100. So there is something wrong here, and I would like the board to come up with a solution for the next meeting. Thank you so much, and I open the floor to any questions.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We will certainly look into it, and we'd ask our staff to, I don't know who should be, he should be referred to, but Mr. Woodruff, we'll speak with you and get your views, and then we'll address them.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. That ends our public comment period. We move now to the report of the Customer Service Operations and Safety Committee, Mr. Brusco.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The following action item was referred to the board by the committee. That's the amendment to the WMATA System Safety Policy Statement. I request board approval to adopt the third amendment to the WMATA Board's System Safety Policy Statement. The WMATA System Safety Policy Statement was originally adopted by the board in 1993 and subsequently amended in 1987 and 1997. The annotated version is included to highlight the new changes. I move approval.
I have a motion. Can we get a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved.
Okay, the following are information items that were presented to the committee. First, the safety annual report out, which is a report on the annual fiscal year 06 safety and risk performance indicators for rail, bus, metro access, service, and construction projects. Secondly, Metro Transit Police year-to-date crime report. A report on year-to-date crime trends was provided. The committee requested more specific details regarding Part 2 offenses by location. We also had an escalator update with an analysis on conversion to stairs. Financial analysis of converting a limited number of escalators to stairs was presented to get feedback on the direction of this future effort. The committee did not collectively embrace this proposal. However, staff was requested to look at escalators shorter in height than what was proposed, as well as other cost-saving ideas. The final item is the elevator and escalator signage, an update on the current policies and practices pertaining to customer notification of elevator and escalator outages was presented, including the station standard operating procedures. The purpose of these procedures, or the standard procedures, is to provide guidelines and procedures for operating elevators and escalators, including the posting of signs for units out of service. Staff will continue to enhance the signage. That concludes the business of the committee.
Mr. Brusco. Next, we have the report by the Legislative Policy and Legislative Committee. And I would like to report that the committee discussed the Governor's Task Force draft report that had been provided to us with the assistance of a consultant. That report was distribute it to the public on October 13 for public comment. 30 days were allowed for that comment, and that period ends Monday, November 13. Once that comment comes back, the committee will meet in its December meeting, discuss the comments, and hopefully have a recommendation to present to the board at its December meeting. I want to indicate that yesterday I had an opportunity to attend a memorial service for Mr. Charles Mason, husband of Ms. Hilda Mason, who was a longtime city council member and a longtime member of this board. The authority did send a letter of condolence to Ms. Mason and her family, and also we sent flowers for the occasion. Just by personal comment, it was a wonderful service, and truly did spell out the contribution that Mr. Mason and Ms. Mason have made to the city and to many efforts in the city. Moving on, we have a report by the Planning and Development Committee. Mr. Zimmerman.
Madam Chairman, the Planning and Development Committee met this morning and has three items to bring to the board. The first concerned the adjacent construction program and proposed fee schedule, which would be updated annually, related to cost recovery for private development that requires Metro approval. There is a resolution that is included under this item. The committee recommends its approval, and on behalf of the committee, I move approval of the resolution.
Have a motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Mr. Zerman.
The second item concerns platform rehabilitation at two stations, specifically and more generally, the standards for the tile used on Metro platforms. We had, of course, as everyone here knows, a very extended discussion on this, and the action of the committee was to recommend approve the recommendation in part, specifically to authorize the general manager to initiate and award a contract for the rehabilitation replacement of a portion of the platform slabs at the Minnesota Avenue and Deanwood stations, but to bring back the question of the standards for the new tiles, specifically looking at what will be done in terms of getting color to more closely conform to existing Metro standard, and investigating some other questions, including the shape, and receiving comments from the Riders Advisory Committee. So that is the action that the committee recommended, and on behalf of the committee, I move approval of the first part, that initiate and award a competitive contract for a rehabilitation replacement of platform slabs at Minnesota Avenue and Deanwood stations.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Okay.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved.
And then the final item we have, Madam Chairman, concerns the Navy Yard station entrance modifications. And we had a discussion of this, and we also had a discussion in the Real Estate Committee. And I don't know if the action is appropriately being taken care of now or at the latter part in the report of the Real Estate Committee. So can I get guidance on what we should do?
Action is appropriate
here?
Now.
Right.
There's another action coming out of the Real Estate Committee.
In which case, I will defer to Mr. Graham for a motion.
Graham, you're being called upon
right.
to make a motion.
On Real Estate?
The Navy.
On the Navy Yard Station. The
attorney says we can do it under this item, but it's your item, so I'm deferring to you for...
Committee.
I wasn't suggesting that, but that's why I asked the question. It wasn't clear to me.
Item, correct?
Yes. See, this is simply the construction agreement
that was done in planning and development. If you move this, then we'll come later to the real estate action, and then you can move an amendment to that action.
So there'll actually be two.
Yes.
We're not doing it as one.
So you go ahead and move this.
Well, I still defer to Mr. Graham, who I imagine would like to make the motion.
Oh, so moved.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Who observed it did not just fall into our laps, I think, was the comment.
Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, that's approved.
That concludes my report.
Okay. That brings us to the real estate committee.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The real estate committee met this morning in public session and have the following action. Approval to hold a compact hearing on the Dunloring Joint Development Site Project. Staff requested approval to hold a compact hearing for the Dunloring Joint Development Project. Hearing will take place after the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors approves a conceptual development final development plan, which is expected to take place before the end of the year. Board approval is required to conduct a compact hearing on a joint development project, and approval today will allow joint development staff to make arrangements for the compact hearing at the earliest practical time after Fairfax County takes action. I move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved.
Next we met an executive session for approval of sale and construction agreement of the Navy Yard Station West Entrance. And I'd like to recognize Mr. Graham, who has a motion on that.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Deegan. This is what I was wondering whether I was to make. This is a more complicated matter. We move that the board approve MR Ballpark 5 LLC as the selected developer for the Navy Yard Station West Entrance Joint Development Project, that we authorize the execution of the sale and development agreement and the funding agreement with the District of Columbia, authorization to execute the construction agreement, please note, was previously authorized by the Planning and Development Committee. And and that this be subject to the and this is the provision that we've crafted, that this be subject to the developer's agreement to provide affordable housing component of up to 20% of the total units, regardless of whether the district passes an inclusionary zoning law, provided, however, that this is subject to funding being made available for such units in excess of any minimum legal requirements.
Second.
What this does.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. I have a motion and a second.
I could just maybe a word of explanation.
Absolutely.
What this does is that, and this is the crux of this, is that we are requiring the developer who has an adjacent mixed-use office residential building adjacent to the station and the joint development project. We are requiring that developer to do two things. First, the developer must comply with any applicable affordable housing law. Beyond that, the District of Columbia is entitled to purchase affordable housing units up to 20% of the total residential capacity for both low and moderate income units. So in other words, first the developer has to comply with whatever applicable laws require affordable housing. Beyond that, the District of Columbia, presumably using TIF monies, which are part of our funds within the Metro Authority, is prepared to purchase affordable housing units for low and moderate income persons. So this is apparently, I think this is the position that we're taking. We have reason to believe that the developer will agree to this. And this is an element of the agreement. I hope that's clear.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. We I now call on Mr. Tagliani for the general manager's report. I was just reverting to old habits, Mr. Tagliani. There was a time when the general manager's report came after the board committee, so it's a flashback.
I also thought maybe it was in the spirit of brevity. I'll keep my remarks very short. I just want to report to the board that I met yesterday with our internal advisory panel on establishing a scholarship fund and memorial for those who have given their lives in service to the authority. The advisory panel presented a scholarship proposal that will use an established nonprofit, such as the Community Foundation of the National Capital Area, to provide a mechanism for raising and distributing scholarship funds. The program will be overseen by a panel with representatives of each of our labor unions and management. In addition, the committee proposed both a plaque for placement here at the Jackson Graham Building, as well as a memorial to be placed at the Carmen Turner Training Facility. This latter memorial will incorporate information about each employee who gave their lives and some description of the circumstances that led to their sacrifice to serve as a teaching tool for our employees. We hope to bring a proposal for the form, type, and budget for these memorials to the relevant committees in November or December of this year. Finally, the committee agreed to formally request a partnership with the American Public Transit Association to explore developing a national memorial at a location within the Metro system, such as Metro Center. We'll report back to the board on the response in the interest of APTA in this proposal. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to the board today.
Thank you, Mr. Tagliani. Any comments? Hearing none. All right, we move to the administrative items. Mr. Zimmerman.
Move approval of administrative items 1 through 16 on block.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. And we now move to our jurisdictional comments. I first call on Mr. Deegan.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. First of all, Maryland was very lucky to host the Metro's Landover Garage, the annual rodeo for bus drivers and maintenance mechanics. And once again, Robert Miles was the winner 18 years straight, or at least 18 times. He's just as everybody knows in this room, fabulous guy. And I had the honor to take Mr. Miles and Kenneth Lee and Charles Jackson, the three bus operator winners, as a guest of Governor Ehrlich and Lieutenant Governor Steele to the Redskins football game this past Sunday. They enjoyed that event, and it was kind of our way of saying thank you to them, and we're going to try to get the maintenance people there shortly. But the more time I spend with these men, it's just amazing that the lives they lead in driving these buses through town, and the fact that they can go, in Robert Miles' case, Jack, I think he's close to 3 million miles, or if he isn't, he's going to be there for the next couple of days, without an accident driving a bus through the city. The other thing, and speaking on behalf of Maryland, a little bit of sorrow is to say how sorry we are to see Mr. Tagliani leave Metro. It's obviously the city's gain, but it will be our loss. I've certainly enjoyed the last, 6-7 months of working with you, Dan, and I think you've brought a great deal of progress here to this agency, and on behalf of the state of Maryland, we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Deegan. Mr. Graham.
Well, I want to say, Mr. Tagliani, how delighted we are in the District of Columbia. In fact, our enthusiasm knows no bounds in terms of the decision of Adrian Fenty to make you such a key player in what is going to be a great administration in the District of Columbia. And I know I'm speaking for Mrs. Mack and Mr. Barry, when I say that we wish you all the best, and we look forward to our continued work together in your new role. Other than that, we have no report, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I would just like to ditto Mr. Graham's report, Mr. Tagliani. It's been really a pleasure having you serve as general manager. And you have, although you've been here for a short time, there are projects which you have implemented that will be helpful to Metro in the years to come. So we really appreciate that. NVTC, Mr. Kaufman.
Ben's not gone yet.
No, no, he's not.
But I also say thank you. You've very much benefited from your service, Dan. The only thing on NVTC side, we did have our regular meeting. We discussed this past sessions of the Virginia General Assembly, the special session that we had hoped would be one addressing getting stable and reliable funding for Metro. We praise those members of the General Assembly who did try to move forward that effort, and we said bad things about those who did not. That ends my report.
Thank you. With that, I have a motion that the board meet in executive session to discuss contractual and personnel matters. Motion and second. Those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. That's approved. The meeting's adjourned.